It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
It's so great to be back. I actually did miss you guys, believe it or not.
Really?
Missed you. Yes.
I missed
physically
you
missed you guys.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah. I definitely didn't have as much laughter on vacay as I have when I'm here working with you guys.
True.
You didn't crack yourself up?
No, I annoyed myself.
Imagine
I walk around the house with loop brain and just saying the same thing over and over throughout the entire day.
I sent you a hilarious video.
Yeah,
I figured that
would
make you laugh.
It was not exactly hilarious, but I do appreciate you trying. He sent me some video. It was a 4-minute montage of Don Rickles trying to be funny. This was some weird conversation that started at the compound. When wasn't it Mino who said that his favorite comedian was Don Rickles? Some
so
kind of odd. It's like, how do you even know who Don Rickles is? That was like our parents' comedian.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will unveil where I went for vacation at a time of my choosing this week.
Oh, okay.
I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
Because we were gone so long, as we were all entering the seminary and we were all doing our Bible studies. That's why we had to take our sabbatical. But we did miss quite a few things, including quite a few deaths.
Uh-oh.
That happened while we were gone. And this
You're
is
probably
always
going to be breaking news to me here.
Yes, because during vacation, I didn't really check Twitter. I didn't really watch the news.
I didn't either.
No. I unplugged and got back to human life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was just focusing on the village around me rather than the village outside.
Yes.
I did the same, and wasn't it beautiful?
Oh, that's so great.
To get away from the noise.
Yeah.
And with this job, we have to stay plugged into the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get away from it, man, it's great.
It is. So I have I compiled a list of people's passings that you may have missed. The first one, Alan Greenspan. Did you know that he died?
I saw that. Wasn't he 100?
He was 99.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he was 100. Wait a second.
Hit
doesn't
the
have your
new sounder for
Nine?
Me on that one.
Do you even know who Alan Greenspan is, Marie? He was the president of the Federal Reserve from like 87 to I think 2006, and he, of course, he had some controversial money policies.
He was 100, by the way.
He was. Dang, 100.
Again.
It's a long time. They say he may have led to the dot-com bubble and the subprime mortgage crisis. So, you know, it's controversial there. But he dated Barbara Walters in the 70s, which is a little weird. Yeah.
Wow.
And then he started dating Andrea Mitchell of NBC News back in the mid-80s. And then at the time, he was 58 and she was 38. And then they got married in April of 97. They were married by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's a little odd note about Alan Greenspan. Dated Barbara Walters and Andrea Mitchell. Married Andrea Mitchell.
Wow, and they were married until his passing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Died of Parkinson's disease. Also, dying on June 22nd, same day Alan Greenspan died, Clive Davis, the famous record producer and music executive. He was 94. He's the guy who signed Bruce Springsteen, Whitney Houston, Billy Joel.
Wow.
I mean, just a huge roster of people that he brought to our attention. So he changed the cultural landscape with who he brought us.
Boy, you are breaking all sorts of news to me this morning.
Also, dead at the age of 84, the lead singer of this band,
Three Dog Night?
No. Close. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
No. Oh, that's Creed?
Listen to all that cowbell.
This song always just beats the heck out of
it. Yeah, I never liked it either.
But his family certainly did like this song.
Service.
David Clayton Thomas, lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Sounds
pass
like
away.
A Rangers 70s pitcher.
Okay.
This is the story that won't go away.
Well, it is now. Martha Lillard, died. She was the last known American patient using an iron lung.
Wow.
Whoa.
So now, officially, finally, we're free of the iron lung here in America. She was 78. She'd been using an iron lung till her death. What kind of life is that?
Man.
Just laying in... I hope they got internet in the iron lung. Can they get Wi-Fi through the iron?
Through the iron.
I'd play.
I don't know. Wilford Lloyd Baums passed away at the age of 86. He was the creator of the TV show The Love Boat.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay. A show I watched so much and never really liked, but it was just on.
It was the only thing on Saturday night, right?
Yeah. I watched it.
I watched it in reruns.
Oh, okay.
I watched it live Saturday nights, and I watched every week, and it was terrible.
Yeah, but we were kids. We had nothing on Saturday, so we watched that.
I always hated the term purser. So ships and do airplanes have pursers, or is it just ships?
I guess just ships. I don't know.
And what is a purser? I know Gopher, he was the purser, right?
A purser is a specialized officer on a ship or aircraft responsible for handling finances, administration, and passenger welfare.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, passing away on June 30th was Victor Willis. You may remember this song that he wrote.
Man, this song came out, I loved it.
This is the song that gets presidents dancing.
Yeah, didn't he? That's the one that Trump was doing the Trump dance to.
Still does.
Whoa.
It's got a groove to it. Yeah, I mean, it's still a great song.
What's that music?
So he wrote In the Navy, YMCA. He was the cop and the naval officer. And like in the original video here, he's the cop.
And then he switched?
And then I guess he switched to a naval officer at some point in the band. And they also had a construction worker, a cowboy. I think there was an indigenous
Native
person
American.
Of color.
Yes.
My seventh grade teacher told us all that the village people were gay.
Wow.
Was that necessary for him to do that?
Well, no.
No?
No. But Victor Willis was born in Dallas in 1951.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, his father was a Baptist minister, and he grew up singing gospel. But he met up with this, I think it was like a French disco producer, and wrote some songs for it, this album. They put out this disco album, but they faked like it was a group, and they called it the Village People. It was just this guy, Victor Willis. And they put out the Village People. Well, then they started getting requests, including from like Dick Clark to appear on American Bandstand, so they had to throw together a band. And that's when he said, okay, well, get me an indigenous person of color and a naval officer and a police guy and a construction worker. And then they filled out the rest of the band. But it was just him to begin with.
You Can't Stop the Music's another decent song.
Yeah, he had that. He wrote a lot of great songs. So Victor Willis passing away. He also, this was an interesting note, he was once married to Felicia Rashad.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Is that not weird? From 1978 to 82, so during his prime, he was married to Felicia Ayers Allen, who is now Felicia Rashad.
So he was only part-time gay, or was he full-time straight?
Don't believe everything that your history teacher tells you in seventh grade.
Gay.
He was an authority figure. I believed it.
He met he met Felicia Rashad while he was taking a whiz. During the run of The Wiz. Mm.
Lucky.
Also dead, Joe Melson, American songwriter, who wrote, with Roy Orbison, he wrote Only the Lonely and Crying.
Okay. He contributed.
Al Holland passed away while we were gone. A relief pitcher for the Giants, the Phillies, and three other teams. Died at the age of 73.
Yeah, I remember him. Baseball?
Georgie Johnson passed away on July 6th. He was an American businessman, founder of Johnson Products Company, which was the first black-owned company listed on the American Stock Exchange. He made it to 99.
Wow.
Louise Lasser passed away while we were gone.
Wow.
The actress, Mary Hartman, remember that weird show?
Yes.
What?
It was big at the time.
I know it was big, George? But I didn't understand it as a kid, that whole Mary Hartman thing.
It was very depressing.
It was a parody of soap operas.
Okay.
She was 87. You know who she was once married to?
You know, we had fantastic conversations. Really? Yeah, you know, she was so talented and beautiful, and you know, and sometimes I like to stroke a thigh while listening to Mala. You know,
wow,
didn't miss that.
So Woody Allen's ex-wife, Louise Lasser, 87. Dick Baert died at the age of 77 back on July 7th. Belgian road and track cyclist. World Championship Gold Individual Pursuit 1971.
It's a track event. I've never heard of him, but he was a world champion. Yeah. So.
And then on July 8th, I think this was a big notable one. People will know who this is. You ever heard this song?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the updated version?
No.
Oh.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you never come around. Still
one of the weirdest songs of all time.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound.
It's like, at some point, wouldn't she just turn around? Somebody keeps telling her.
Right.
But she's so in her own world, she never turns around.
Can't do it.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Around there where the first F-bomb happened in the from the Dan Band. Oh, God, please just make it stop. Well, I guess it has stopped.
Who was it?
The age of 75, Bonnie Tyler. The Welsh rock singer who sang Total Eclipse of the Heart. Phil Reagan passed away on July 8th. Major League Baseball pitcher for the Tigers, the Dodgers, the Cubs. He was also a coach and a scout manager. Died at the age of 89. Wally Funk passed away on July 8th. She was an aviation pioneer, and she was the oldest woman to travel in space. Remember, she recently went up in one of those, was it a Blue Origin flight or something?
Yeah.
But it was a big deal that Wally Funk returned or went to space. Died at the age of 87. Jaden Adams passed away. The South African midfielder, 2 weeks after returning home from the historic World Cup run that South Africa went on there for a while. He was found dead inside of his property. He was 25. And then on July 11th, this was a surprising one, Lindsey Graham died.
Saw that.
Yep.
Is that why flags are at half staff?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think so. And you think there's been any conspiracy theories about that?
I'm sure there has.
I heard the time zone conspiracy theory.
Which is what?
That the older you get, the harder it is for you to travel across many, many time zones. It upsets your circadian rhythm, and they think that's what led to his heart attack. At least some
people. And he was coming back from, where was it over there?
Middle East or...
Yeah, something.
Somewhere over there. But he traveled across like 10 time zones.
Yes, which you cannot do. No. It's like it's like resurfacing when you're deep sea diving. You got to do it at a certain pace.
Gradually. Yeah,
you've got to travel maybe 3 time zones and then spend the night.
Right, when you're that old,
got to get acclimated. He never married, I don't believe.
Huh.
So, but he died of an aortic dissection at the age of 71.
Damn.
Hal Williams passed away. He was Smitty on Sanford and Son. Remember the two cops that would always visit? He also was on 227. He was in a lot of stuff. He was in Private Benjamin. Died at the age of 91.
Dude.
Mary Jo M.J. Shannon passed away at the age of 91. George, you like the Kardashians at all?
I was hoping we would come back at least one day without mentioning the Kardashians.
Stop caring about the Kardashians.
This was the flip mother of Kris Jenner. She passed away. So,
well, very sorry for their loss.
And Brenda Fricker died on July 17th. So just some 3 days ago. George will know her because she was the bird woman in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, yeah.
She died at the age of 81.
She had all the pigeons coming up to her.
She was an Irish Academy Award winning actress.
Home Alone 2 may have been better than Home Alone 1.
I kind of agree with you. You know who was in Home Alone 2?
It's right
That's
down
right.
there.
Yeah, he makes a cameo in the lobby.
And, Craig, have you heard of Tokushiaki Fushimi? A Japanese Olympic cyclist from the 2004 Olympics. He died in a traffic collision.
No, I haven't.
But we did miss some happy things. These were all passings, of course.
Yes.
But there were some happy things. We had the 250th anniversary of America.
Yep.
That's the
The 250 centennial.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
I watched fireworks. Did you watch fireworks?
No.
Oh, no, I really didn't. Outside of, just redneck fireworks.
We were in a state where they were banned.
What are redneck fireworks?
People in the country firing them off.
Firing off guns. How does every firework shop run a special?
They've all got deals.
They all run at least 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Sometimes 4-for-1.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just lower prices?
Right.
Why can't they lower prices? I don't get it. On July 3rd, we missed the big wedding. The America's sweetheart couple got married. Taylor Swift.
Ah, yes.
And Trav Kell.
Yes. At MSG.
No one calls him that.
Yes. At Madison Square Garden in New York City. 1,000 people attended the event.
I have a lot of questions about that. Maybe we can get into it in Muse since we're running late here. But I have a lot of questions about that.
Why? Like,
no video or photos have come out, right?
Not yet.
They were. No. I guess cameras were banned.
Isn't that amazing?
Tay-Tay has that on lockdown.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It is pretty amazing, yes. So do you think they waited till the wedding night?
No way. No
George
way.
Told me that Travis was knocking the bottom out of that years ago.
I never said.